Fines in general, actually. No one likes them. I don't like a fine. Hate getting fined. I get parking fines constantly. My friend I was chatting to went fishing at St. Helens Beach over the weekend and got a $2,000 fine for fishing in a green zone. He didn't catch any fish. He didn't have any fish in his boat. He was just had a line in the thing. He didn't realize that it was a green zone. And look, totally understand we have to not fish in the green zones, but not even a slap on the wrist, not even a little, okay, it's maybe a $500 fine. You didn't actually have any fish, so it's a $500 fine. Get out of here, you know, don't do it again sort of thing. No. A whopping $2,000 fine. Not fun. No one likes it. What was the last fine that you had, though? How big was it? And were you just like, no, when you received it? Give me a call on 13 12 16. Got Ashley on the line. Ashley, what was the last fine you had?
Oh, I got a $470 fine and 3 points for slowing and not stopping at a stop sign.
Oh, that's painful. That is painful. Oh, my God. I know. And it's not like you're being that reckless. You are slowing down. It's just like there's a roll on, right?
Honestly, I was all but at a complete stop. I couldn't argue with him, but, oh, it hurt. It hurt getting that fine.
Well, you'll make sure that you definitely stop for like a solid 2 minutes next time. Just like, all right, can everyone see me? I've stopped now.
It's a very purposeful stop. Yeah. Now, yes. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Bye. Joel on 13, 12, 16, what's the biggest fine you've ever had?
I actually just got one recently. My phone bill just been over to Europe and just got back and I ignored it a little bit more, and now I've got the debt collectors chasing about $1,300 off me. So
wow, $1,300! So just from international phone fees?
Yeah, just from international phone fees.
What? Who were you talking to?
I got to keep the missus in the loop. I was actually over there for work.
Right, okay.
And the family, and obviously, yeah, it did not work out as well as I thought it would be, and $1,300 later, here's my phone bill.
There you go. Wow. Well, that is a hefty, hefty phone bill. I'm sure your missus was happy when you were giving her a call, but when she seen the bill, she was a bit like, oh, no.
Yeah, she's not really happy about it, but anyway, she got the chat when I was there, so that's the nice thing.
All right. Thanks for your call, Joel.
No worries.
Dean, Amy, what was the last fine you had?
When I was younger, I managed to get 3 fines at once.
What?
So it was driving an unregistered and an unroadworthy vehicle while speeding.
Amy, you are a bit naughty, aren't you?
I can't remember exactly how much it was. I think it was over $1,000, but I also lost my license for a month. So it was really bad.
That sounds like a time in your life you really just don't want to remember.
Yeah, no, I tried to bury it.
How old were you when this happened?
I would have been maybe early 20s, 21.
Oh, God, what did your mum and dad say? Were they disappointed?
Oh, they were really disappointed. Yeah. But it happened over Christmas, so it meant I didn't have to drive anywhere. So it actually worked
out
well.
Yeah, you got to drink on Christmas and have someone else to be the designated driver.
Yeah, it actually was wonderful.
Fantastic. Oh, well, hopefully you've learned your lesson, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bye. Carmen, what was your last fine and how much was it for?
So it wasn't a big fine, but I went to a student to get a student haircut to save a bit of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's Friday afternoon, surely there'll be no parking officers around.
Yes,
so
yes.
I paid $50 for the haircut.
Yep.
And then I got back to my car and had a $65
parking
fine.
Isn't it irritating? Those parking fines. I reckon I get about one a month, I'd say.
Well, I thought they knocked off early on Friday.
Yeah. What time are we talking? Like 3 o'clock in the arve or something? Hey.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's Friday. Knock off early like the rest of us and stop giving us fines. And just actually, you know what? No Friday fines, I reckon. Friday should be a free fine day.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree.
It just doesn't set the right tone for the weekend, does it?
Not at all.
Thanks for your call.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. See ya. Jeddah, tell us about a fine that you've got recently.
son was going to say one about Fortnite.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Please let me know.
He had to pay back all of about $200 worth of V-Bucks that he stole.
Oh, my God. So what is it? Is this, I don't know much about Fortnite, but is your account, your bank account linked up to the game? Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a bit. Did he realise he was doing it? Was it a genuine accident?
No, I think he realised.
Oh, that is a little bit cheeky. So yeah. How are you planning on getting him to pay this money back?
Lots of jobs.
Lots of jobs. Lots of chores, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call, Jetta.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, Cameron, what was your last fine for?
Oh, I was about 17 and I got fined for riding a push bike and having no helmet on.
Oh, gosh. Yes, that's annoying. How big was the fine?
It was only about $900.
$900?
Yeah.
What? That's heaps.
Yeah, I know, but I was under the influence at the time too, so.
Uh-huh. That'll do it.
Yeah, so.
That's the bit of the story that you left out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Was it a good night, though?
Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
Yeah?
Right, no.
You got good home gun, safely?
So. Yeah, no, I got home. They gave enough to give me a lift, so.
Oh, that was all right. Didn't have to pay for a taxi then.
That worked out better.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think the taxi would have been better, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for your call, Cameron.
Thank you.
Kelly on 13, 12, 16, what's going on with your fines?
I got done for exceeding the speed limit, doing 98 in a 100 zone.
What? How does that even happen? Yeah.
$390.
Did you contest it?
I did, and I went from cop shop to cop shop to courthouse, and they kept saying it's void because he didn't even sign it properly. But bottom line, nobody knew how to drop the fine, so it went to spur until I paid it.
Oh, my God. That is so irritating. You put, like, so you ended up just having to bite the bullet and just pay it.
Yeah, I tried to hold off, but if you don't pay spur, they take your license. So they suspended my license, so I had to give
it. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. I mean, it's annoying when you have actually done kind of the wrong thing and, you know, you've gone a bit over and you're like, damn it, got a fine. But to actually do nothing wrong and be extra safe, be under the speed limit and get a fine, that is just not cool at all.
Everybody thought it was hilarious because it actually said the speed limit, 98 in 100 zone.
Wow. It said that on the form. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, the winner.
Yeah, look, I really feel sorry for you. I really do. Thanks for your call.
All right. Bye.
Bye.